it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After playing the Ravens and their style of offense, does that help you in any regard to face an offense that's kind of similar like that?
Yeah, of course. You know, the Ravens were obviously a run mindset team, and then they were leading most of the game, so that led to them continuing to run the ball, obviously. But I want to say the Jets led the almost second or first or second in amount times ran. They ran the ball last week, so I think they ran it a total of 39 times. So, I mean, obviously that's a mindset and a personality, or I'm trying to think of the word, culture, mm-hmm. that they're trying to imbue in their team, is that they're going to be a hard-nosed physical team that runs the ball. And so you just got to try and cancel that culture and play our game.
I know every team can be different in philosophy and how to approach it, but what is the mentality of facing an option type of quarterback who you never know if he's going to pull it as a defensive end?
Yeah, similar to last week, we just got to be tied into our keys, disciplined, and just try to stay home and be as disciplined as possible would be our big thing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.